You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It just occurred to me that Gussie Larkin, who's on the telephone, would have heard all that nonsense we were just going on about in the studio.
I did hear all that nonsense.
Haven't I got a beautiful voice, eh? Hi, Gussie Larkin from Mermaidens. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Welcome to the BFM Breakfast Show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wellington.
Beautiful Wellington. And, of course, excited? You've got the heebie-jeebs as the skin, all getting that sort of that buzzy feeling because the prestigious Tate Music Prize is coming out next week.
Yeah, I guess so. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Well, you're nominated.
I know.
Just saying, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was like a real surprise. So yeah, I'm really flattered to be included in the list.
Yeah, I mean it is the super top shelf of New Zealand music at the moment, isn't it? Including your band, obviously, with Aldous Harding, Phaser Days, Grayson Gilmore, Kane Strang, Nadi Reid, Teeks, Bads, Mermaidens. Holy shit! Who's going to win? Are you going to win? No, I haven't done anything. Gussie, are there, Gussie? Maybe she fainted. Talking about the extremely awesome it is.
Sorry about that.
There we are. Okay, go. Hey. You're off your face. Pardon? What?
I muted the phone with my face.
Yeah, the old face mute. Still, though, I appreciate your honesty. It must be quite mind-blowing to be up for the Tate Music Prize.
It's pretty awesome. I've never really thought about us being given awards or prizes or anything, so it's pretty cool.
Never really been hungry for the top of the podium sort of thing.
I can't say I have really.
For people who don't know anything about your band, about Mermaidens, tell us a wee bit about you guys.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're a 3-piece band from Wellington. Pretty classic lineup: guitar, bass, drums, the other people in the band are Lily West and Abe Hollingsworth. So Lily and I both sing. I play guitar and she plays bass, and then we've got Abe on the drums. I guess it's quite kind of moody, riff-based songs with sort of dreamy, hypnotic lyrics and
not a bad brief.
Lots of nice vocal harmonies. Yeah.
Not a bad... Was that sort of what you thought you were going to be when you first all played together?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Like, Lily and I have been writing songs together for almost 6 years now. So I guess it started off a lot more sort of soft and acoustic, but ultimately we just wanted to rock.
You're nominated for the album Perfect Body, which came out in August last year. And The notes that I've been given say it is known for its dreamy vocals and gloomy bass lines.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about a gloomy. How does a gloomy bass line just go? I think chuck any bass line with a dreamy vocal and it sounds quite neat.
Quite neat.
Cool, and obviously good enough to get you nominated for the Tate Music Prize.
Yeah.
What is it about that album you think that really hit the judges right in the sweet spot?
It's very kind of... the songwriting's really intricate, I guess. There's like a lot of little nuggets and like little Easter eggs of kind of sonic goodness, I guess, just quite different to your basic, I don't know, 4-4 major chord structure pop song. There's lots of really weird, uncomfortable time signatures and lots of crazy dissonance and heaps of different guitar tones. And
sounds like you're trying to impress each other.
Trying to outdo
each other with your skills and techniques.
Yeah, totally. It can be a bit tiring sometimes. Like, can we just do a normal 4-4? Song,
but then it wouldn't be one of your songs, you know. How do you know when you're writing songs, how do you know when you've got it right?
I guess it's just a certain feeling. I think yeah, it just sort of hits you. It's like, oh, that's really satisfying to me, and I would really like to listen to that. Yeah, just make songs that I would like to hear, basically.
Would you like to hear Satsuma by your band, Mermaidens, now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good.
For the millionth time.
What do you like the most about this song?
The drum beat's pretty cool. Pretty, like, tribal.
Talking to Gussie
and
Larkin.
The vocals are awesome. This is Lily singing.
Talking to Gussie Larkin from Mermaidens. Nominated for the Tate Music Prize. Rightfully so as well. So where are you guys at the moment, Gussie? Is there another album? We'll just wait and see if you win the prize and then.
Yeah, we're in the midst of recording our next album, actually. So just today I'm lucky to have a day off, and I'm just going to kind of listen to the songs we've got so far and kind of pick them apart and figure out bits I want to change. And yeah, so it's really exciting working on new stuff.
Is it a sort of a similar album to, do you think, or is it?
I think it's going to surprise people. And that's sort of what we're setting out to do. It's a bit more pop at the moment, but there's some gloomy bass lines in there. So
yay, gloomy bass lines!
It'll still be pretty Mermaidens.
And will you be playing? I guess we have to wait to see what happens with this bloody Tate thing, don't you?
We do actually have in Wellington on Record Store Day. We're playing at Slowboat with Tiny Ruins, just
cool.
Like a in store on Record Store Day. So that'll be cool. Yeah.
To wander into. Hey, well, all the very best for the Tate Music Prize. It'll be a great night anyway, won't it? I mean, I just don't know. The anticipation of it all.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be a good party. Like, a lot of the nominees are friends of ours, and we've, like, played with Kane Strang a lot. So I think it's just going to be a cool party.
Would you guys please come and see us when you come out to Auckland next?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yay.
Cool.
Hey, thank you, Gussie. Nice to talk to you, and good luck. Good luck, good
thank
luck,
you.
Good luck, good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, that Mermaidens album is called Perfect Body, and it is a nominee for the Tate Music Prize 2018. The winner will be announced at a presentation at the Civics Winter Garden on Tuesday next week, 17th.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.